Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. We're very pleased to be joined today by singer-songwriter Brittany Bexton. We'll chat with Brittany about how she got started in the music business and what's up next for her. As always, I have my lovely co-host Emily joining me today. So let's get started. Hey, Em, how are you?
Well, I'm okay. We'll go with okay. And I'm also super excited that this is our first show since, like, forever ago. So that's awesome.
I've been taking a hiatus, I know. But,
I know.
Yeah.
I missed you so much, and I missed our show. And okay, it's been, like, forever. Like, our last show, wasn't our last show with Kathleen Gaddy? Like, 5 years ago?
I think so, probably.
Exactly. So
back
I'm
in,
so
like,
glad we're back.
Like,
I'm so glad we haven't.
Like, the 21st or something,
tonight.
July or something like that. It was.
Yeah, I'm glad we haven't interviewed you tonight. It's super awesome.
Right.
Okay,
and,
now.
And as we teased before, we have the incredibly talented Miss Brittany, Brittany Bexton with us.
Hi.
Hey, Brittany, you there? Hey, Brittany.
Yeah. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to be on.
As I was telling you off air, I really appreciate you taking about 30 minutes out of your day to do this.
Yeah, it's always fun to do interviews for me. I like getting to know people and talking to new listeners and all that good stuff. So I'm happy to be here.
Me too. You and I are going to get along great. And this is getting me out of half an hour of work, which I love, by the way. Just saying.
Anyway. You know, there's sort of a bit of a funny story of how me and Brittany got, or the show came to be. I don't know if you even know this, Brittany, but one night I had went to bed or whatever, did my normal thing, I checked Twitter before I went to bed, I told all my Twitter fam good night and whatever. I get up next morning and I see about three or four new followers I had, and I checked and I was like, and all of a sudden there was this plethora of independent singers. I was like, this is kind of cool. because considering the fact that I'm a huge music fan myself, I mean, I thought.
You have so many singers following you. Like, every single day he's like, oh, another singer followed me. And I'm like, yeah, I know. That's the only people that follow you. Like, every day, Cody's got like 20 new followers and they're all singers.
Well, not all of them, but anyway.
That's probably how you found me, actually. That's probably how you found me. Because my thing says singer. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, sorry. Distraction.
Anyway. Like I said, I was like, this is kind of cool. So that's how this whole interview essentially came to be.
Awesome.
It is awesome. I'm excited we have another show. My life, okay, just for the record, my life consists of, like, school radio show, well, school work radio show, and I was on vacation doing nothing for, like, 2 weeks, but we went on hiatus, so I have had no life for a while. I'm glad I'm so back, because now I have something that I'm doing, and I can actually say when somebody asks me, do you have something to do, like, yes, I do, finally, I'm not a loser. Yay! Okay. Cody, you can start asking questions, because I know you're going to tell me to go first, and you're going to go first tonight.
Thanks. for anybody that doesn't know, what is your musical style like? I know you're kind of a country bluesy kind of a singer, so.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a country artist. I do pretty mainstream country for the most part, but my style is kind of, it's got a bluesy edge to it. There's a little bit of rock mixed in there. And
that's my favorite kind.
Well, mine too. Go sing here. I just have a background in a lot of different musical styles. I grew up listening to everything and singing a lot of different styles. And I just really fell in love with country when I was in college and afterwards. Because it tells stories, it's still good. A lot of rock. I used to love listening to like alternative rock when I was younger, but it's changed a lot. And in a lot of ways, I think country is the best music that's on radio today. It still tells stories. You have good lyrics. You have great singers, great melodies. You know, and it suits me because of my background. So.
Yeah,
I totally agree with you.
Yeah, and I grew up on country music myself. I grew up on Garth Brooks, Travis Tritt, Alan Jackson, you know.
I didn't know that. I mean, you like country, but I didn't know
I
you
grew
were
up
Garth
on country
Brooks,
myself.
Dude. You and my dad get along great. I grew up on the old stuff. I'm only 15, but my favorite singer is Conway Twitty, so I'm doing it right. I am like, I'm Conway, Loretta. My favorite singer is actually, well, my favorite country singer is Conway, but my favorite singer is Bonnie Raitt. So
I love Bonnie Raitt.
Yeah. So, you know, I like the bluesy country stuff because it's the best kind, I think.
You know.
And Cody likes everything. If it's music, Cody will listen to it. So he don't really care.
She's old school country. I'm kind of new school country, if that makes any sense.
I like it all of it.
I like a little bit of everything. I'm a little pickier about new country because I think some are far better than others.
Oh, I agree.
But
yeah. And
Cody and I brought this up the other night. Like, we were talking about this one night, and we realized, like, the stuff that we consider new country is, like, now on another radio station because now they consider it, like, country of the 2000s. But, like, exactly. that's yeah. what I consider new country. The stuff that's on the radio now, a lot of it I don't like. Like, stuff mm-hmm. is all starting to sound the same. So when I turn on, like, the new channel, like, I use XM, so when I turn on, like, the highway, which is the new country station, everything sounds the same, and it's a lot of people I've never heard of. And
yeah.
then you turn on the 2000s country station, and the 2000s station is the stuff we, like, consider new country. So, like, we're slowly getting old, I guess.
Apparently.
I guess that's what's happening.
Hey, it's okay. To me, new country is the 90s through now, so.
Yeah.
Right.
I like it all, so.
On that same token, I'm all over the map with my music. I listen to anything from a country, rock, rap, you know, I listen to it all.
Yeah.
I'm just a big...
And I would have never guessed that until I met you.
I'm just a big...
Like, you're not who I...
A music fan in general.
Like, and when you meet Cody, he's, like, not the type you think rap, like, listens to rap or, like, can rap. And Cody can do both of those things. It's, like, so amazing. I'm like, Cody, you're so white, but you can rap. Like,
funny.
Isn't awesome?
I have
hey,
a
now.
Friend out in California who is a white boy rapper. He does,
nah.
like, straight-up rap, but he's got his own funny, unique style, and he's crazy
nah.
good at it.
Nah.
He says Cody.
Now,
he doesn't think so, but he is.
Whatever. now, I did check out an interview that you did with Revolver Underground. I think it was about 2 years ago, maybe. You're originally from California, aren't you?
I am, yeah, the Northern California.
Yeah. I was actually out there about a year ago. I traveled all over the state from Oakland down to San Diego.
Oh, shut
and
up,
I absolutely,
we know.
I loved it out there.
This show is becoming
yeah.
the Cody's Mid-Day California show. Like, I have not been. And, well, I mean, I used to live in Sacramento, but I was, like, 4, so it doesn't count. So, like, I'm so jealous. Everybody that comes on the show, they're like, oh, yeah, I've been to L.A. Cody's like, me too. I'm like, yeah, we're all going to just rub it in Emily's face now. That's what we're going to do. This is the Cody has been to California show. That's what we're going to change the name to.
Okay, whatever. but yeah,
I actually live north of Oakland, or I grew up north of Oakland, but very close, probably about 45 minutes from there.
Nice.
I live in Sacramento. I don't know where that is in relation to all these other places.
That's
like
in the middle of the
state,
isn't
it? Sacramento's a little east of where I was from. Yeah, see, California is pretty much long and skinny, but you still have the valley and the coast.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
all I remember is that it was hot.
Sacramento's in the valley.
Did you have any questions for her, Emma?
Well, we already talked about your musical style, so I don't need to ask the question I was going to ask. So, okay, let's see. We already covered, wow, Cody, we kind of covered everything I was going to ask. Now I have to think of something. Okay, I got this. So, if you had to choose, like, one song that you either had to, like, listen to all the time or sing all the time, what would you choose?
Listen to all the time and sing all the time would probably be different.
Okay, well, pick two then. One for listen to all the time and one that you would, if you only could sing one
and
song, what would it be?
I have to say, this is really hard because I'm going to say one, but it would really depend on my mood.
Okay.
Because it's like a slow, sad song, but I love it. Angels from Montgomery.
That's my favorite song in the whole world. I'm not kidding you. We are like twins.
It's one of my favorite songs to sing because it's just so, so well
written. I know y'all two would get along well.
So meaty.
Yeah,
but
Cody knows that's my song, too.
It's fun to sing up tempos and stuff, too, so that kind of varies with my favorite, but that's definitely one that's pretty much always on my playlist of songs to sing.
Mm-hmm.
One that I can listen to over and over and over again is To Make You Feel My Love, and I like the Garth Brooks version, but it was originally written by...
It was a woman, but I don't know who it was, because I know a lot
no,
of people
No, it was. It's a guy. It's a very famous guy. His
oh,
name
is it?
Bob Dylan.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot he did it before everyone else, but everyone
like,
has done that
I'm
song.
And I'm drawing a blank. Yeah.
Cody, okay, I also love that song, but that song is, like, one of my favorite TV couple songs, so it, like, always makes me sad because they're not together anymore, but they're fictional, so I'll get over it. But seriously, I think Angel, okay, I have, like, this, I don't sing in the shower, I, like, perform. And when I'm in the shower, I have, like, a playlist I mentally go through of things I have to do. And, like, it's always, it starts off with Broken Wing by Martina McBride, and then, like, number two is Angel from Montgomery. So, we're, like, mm-hmm. twins. Cody found my twin.
Pretty much,
awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. You're good. I'll give you credit for this, Cody.
I did have some kind of a fun, quirky question just to let the listeners get to know you a little bit better as a person if you're up for it.
Yeah.
When did you know that this music business is what you wanted to do with your life?
When did I know?
Yeah.
Honestly, for as long as I can remember, I don't think I ever decided. I think I always wanted to be a performer.
Nice. And I did notice that you're also a triple threat. You're a singer, actor, dancer, too.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I actually used to do professional musical theater, and I went to a conservatory for theater in college. And have done
awesome.
Some independent films and a bunch of commercial work and random modeling jobs.
Yeah,
Cody and I
Cody and I have both done theater, but I can't really dance. So it's kind of like I'm a double threat. I can sing and I can act, but I can't really dance.
Well, I used to be able to dance up a storm. I can't say I've ever been super flexible, and I was not a prima ballerina style at all, but I was in the dance corps in a bunch of our shows, and I don't dance as much anymore because I was in a really bad car accident when I was 19. And it doesn't feel good to dance for a super long time anymore. But I still do dance, and I love it.
I'm going to kind of tell off myself here a little bit.
Go for it.
I was actually... in the a school marching band from a fifth grade until my senior year of high school. So
I was marching
pretty,
band too, but I quit.
I'm pretty a musically inclined myself, which is probably where my love of music comes from.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did marching band from, like, well, I started band in fifth grade, and then in ninth grade when I started doing actual marching band, I decided to do guard, and then I broke my foot at camp, and I kind of, that was the end of my color guard band career. That lasted a week.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just moved back. Because I was a singer always, and then I had taken, like, aside from that to, like, do band because you didn't really have a choice. When you're in middle school, you get one or the other. So
right.
I got to go back to that and go back to show choir and stuff. So in the end, it worked out pretty good for me, but yeah. My career was short-lived as color guard member because I broke my ankle. It happens, though, so, you know.
Yeah, that's no fun.
I broke lots of stuff. I'm clumsy.
Another question I had for you. What's currently on your DVR and what music are you listening to right now?
Well, I don't have a DVR or a TV.
You don't have a TV?
I don't have a TV. For real. I have a computer that I watch Netflix on. And
okay. Well, that's
and
good.
And Hulu sometimes. But I've never gotten cable ever in my entire life. With the exception of, like, I lived with other people briefly that had cable, but I've never actually gotten it myself.
You should watch General Hospital. Cody and I are obsessed with it.
You know, I
pretty
really
much.
Don't get into any
it.
Soap operas, but I'm obsessed with pretty much every crime drama on TV.
Do you watch Law and Order?
I like Law and Order. I like
That's
Bones.
That's my favorite.
I like
See?
The mental ones, like Lie to Me, The Mentalist, There was an older show called Medium that I love. There's one
I like
called
Medium. I like the
Dead Zone that
too.
I really like. I'm not sure if that's playing anymore. See, I do all of this pretty much on, like, Netflix and Hulu, so some of them are older shows. They're probably not current, a lot of them, but
I like the medicine dramas and the crime dramas. Cody, I told you if we did this show long enough, I would find the Law & Order fan. See?
You haven't found the Law & Order fan yet? That's surprising to me.
I know.
I'm a crime drama junkie. I like NCIS to pretty much any crime drama.
I love CSI.
Yeah, that's the only one I'm not a huge fan of.
Okay, I got into that when I was, like, 10, and I was so obsessed. Like, it wasn't even funny. Like, that was the first show I freaked out over. Like, I was obsessed with it. I wanted to be Sarah Seidel when I grew up, and then I realized she was fictional. Like, her and this other, her and Grissom were, like, my favorite TV couple ever. So I'm obsessed. It holds a place in my heart, even though I don't watch it anymore because it's kind of boring now. And they all died, pretty much. But that show will always be, like, in the back of my mind. And we finally found a Law & Order person. Okay, like, we have so many guests, and all of my guests, they always watch stuff that's not Law & Order. And I always freak out about it on the show when something happens and nobody knows what I'm talking about, so I found a Law & Order fan.
Well, I wouldn't know anything current because I don't get TV, but I do like Law & Order a lot.
See, my favorite one is Special Victims Unit, and it got crazy last year, and I had nobody to freak out with it over because my mom doesn't really care, and then Cody doesn't know what I'm talking about, and then there's, like, everyone else on the internet, so you know. Not that easy, but that would be my favorite, yes. Oh, I found one. Okay, life's good now. Cody, go ahead. I'll shut up.
And your life
can't wait
is now completed,
shut
Em.
Yes,
Em.
You have. You found my twin.
And your life is now complete, isn't it?
Isn't it? It is, totally. You found my twin. Like, I feel like we were separated at birth.
Oh, man. And I've totally
Cody,
lost control
shut
of the show.
So you can move on.
And I've totally lost control of the show right now.
That's all that ever happens. Like, this show is so crazy. Like, God bless you if you're still listening at this point, because one night it was so bad. Tony and I had nothing to talk about. We were supposed to be doing a General Hospital recap, but nothing happened that week. It really sucked. So
it was
we had
horrible.
Nothing to talk about. We were just BSing. We were talking about cats and a bunch of other stuff and, like, our favorite guests ever on the show. Like, it was so bad. Finally,
it was excruciating. Trust me.
When we could finally end the podcast, I was like, please put everyone out of their misery. Just, like, we're going to stop now. Like, it was that bad. And then people actually listened to it. I was like, God bless you if you listened to the whole show, because if you did, you're special, because we couldn't even talk the whole show. Like, we just, our show is so crazy. So, like, we have so much fun, but it's because we're, like, so random and have so much craziness.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically the definition of this show. I honestly can't think of any time we've had a normal show where we didn't freak out over something like Law & Order.
Now, if I don't ask this question, my best friend will probably kill me, okay? If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
You know, I don't think I would, even though in some ways part of me wishes that I had done more with some of the online stuff earlier, because I'm not a techie person, so I was building a fan base the good old-fashioned way with absolutely no online presence until I moved, pretty much. And that would have made a difference if I had started before, but by the same token, I kind of think that everything I've done along the way have been stepping stones for me to be the performer that I am, because even though musical theater in some ways is like a detour, it was sort of an important part of my life and a huge experience, and, you know, I perform very differently than people that haven't had that kind of experience, because I do know how to move, and I do know how to act, and I'm used to being in front of a large audience, and I know how to work with crowd, you know, so I think that everything I've done has kind of led me to where I am, given me tools that I needed along the way. I don't think I would change anything.
Oh,
it's
and,
actually funny that you... Wait, go ahead, Cody. I'll shut up.
I was just going to say, I'm glad you brought that up about working the stage and stuff, because during the course of my research for this, I found where you performed during the CMA Fest, you had did a cover of a Band Perry Better Dig 2.
Uh-huh.
I love Band Perry.
And you're just all over the stage. You're just a ball of energy. I just love
Wait,
it.
Wait, you were at CMA Fest? I'm jealous.
Yeah, I've been described that way before.
But that's awesome, though. Like, there's worse things people
yeah.
say, for sure. That just reminded me off to a great segue into an announcement. Cody and I are going to live tweet the CMA Fest coverage on
tonight.
ABC tonight. So,
yes,
guys, join us. Just kidding. I'll have to wait till 8, but then I'll be watching. I'll join you guys.
I'm
going to
do it on Facebook, actually.
Actually, okay, I was going to say this before Cody said anything. I was going to say this, but I let him go first because I'm nice like that. I was going to say that it was really funny that you mentioned that about theater and stuff because I used to be afraid to, like, sing in front of my own family. And then in ninth grade, I took my first theater class, and then I took another one because I liked it, and then I took, like, a whole year of ensemble that I auditioned for. And now, like, I don't care who you are or, like, where I'm at. If you tell me to sing, it's going to happen. Don't do it, Cody. I swear if you do it, I'll kill you. Because he'll do it just,
funny.
You know. And then
it's
like, now it's so different. Like, I don't care now if what people think. Like, I just do it because I know I can sing and I know I can act. And if somebody asks me to do either of those things, I just do it because you never know who you're running into and you never know who it is that wants you to do it. So you might as well do it because that's the only way you're going to get anywhere.
Well, that's kind of funny you say that because I'll get up on stage anytime someone invites me, pretty much, as long as we can work a song out together. But
mm-hmm.
I do not like singing for someone if I'm not on stage. Like, if someone just says sing, I'm like, nope.
I can't look at them and do it because I laugh. But, like, I can do it if I turn around.
I mean,
I can't look you in the eye
all the
and do
time.
It.
I sing all the time anyway. I usually am humming something or singing along
mm-hmm.
to the radio. And, I mean, a lot of my friends are musicians, so we play and jam together anyway, so it's a little different. But it just feels strange to me to just randomly sing for people. It feels out of place. I mean, if I'm on stage, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
And
right.
See, like, I sing so much. Like, everyone wants me to sing all the time, like, at school or whatever. Everybody's like, Emily, sing, like, because they'll tell somebody that I'm a singer. At my house, it's Emily, would you shut up? Geez, because, like, I sing so much. It's really out of hand, according to my family. But it's just, you know, it's how I am. I just sing all the time. I always have a song that I want to sing, or I'm always, like, walking through the house singing. Or I sing really loud in the shower, because you guys know, you can't just sing in the shower. You have to perform. So, whatever.
Yeah.
But everybody in public and all these people I meet are, like, sing. And then at my house, it's like, Emily, shut up. So.
Going back to something you said about growing your fan base or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing this show for about, it'll be
2 years on August 20th.
So 2 years and a couple of weeks. I've been at this 2 years, and I have to tell you, a social media is just a godsend, isn't it?
Yes, and no. I mean, that sounds terrible. It is, but I have to admit, like, if it was up to me, I think I would rather have been doing this in, like, the 40s or something when it was totally
right.
old-fashioned. Just because
I mean, I get
back
that.
Then it really
Seriously.
Was just based on talent and face-to-face contact and all of that, and
mm-hmm.
I have to admit that I mean, social media stuff doesn't come naturally to me.
Mm-hmm.
Connecting to people does, but that is
right.
not, I mean, I have to work at that. Now, that being said, it's a great tool today, and
mm-hmm.
thank God it is a tool for us in the industry the way it is now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Because 99% of the people I have on the show have come through Twitter. So,
actually,
for
I
us,
think everyone just, has. Have we had anyone that we didn't meet on Twitter that we've had on the show? I don't think so.
I don't think so, to be honest with you. But,
no, because, like, that's the best way to do it is, like, tweet somebody. And then I hate
tweet
when people are
like, hey, you
want to
come on?
I hate when people are like, can you talk to my publicist? Like, oh, okay. Well, I wanted you on my show, but it's never going to happen now. Because, you know, publicists don't send emails back. But, like, that's the best thing. And I love it because I love to talk, which you guys probably gathered. But, okay, I love social media because I have, like, all of them. Like, if it exists, I have an account. I don't necessarily use it, but I have it. I still have a Facebook that's, like, so old school. But Cody and I still use Facebook. And we tweet, like, 5 million times a day. Like, I've tweeted, like, a total of, like, 58,000 times, which sounds crazy, but I've been on Twitter for a few years. So, I love Twitter so much. Like, that's how you get your information. That's how Cody and I get all of our information. And it's fun to interact with people when everybody's watching the same show. I mean, I know you don't have cable, Brittany, but it's fun. Like, remember the night, Cody, remember the night Weisswolf was on and everybody was watching it because Tyler Christopher was on there?
Oh, the Tyler Christopher Weisswolf episode?
So, we're all obsessed with General Hospital, Brittany. So, Tyler Christopher's, like, on General Hospital, so we watched him on Celebrity Wife Swap, and, like, all of my Twitter timeline was just tweeting it. It was the most fun thing because we were making so much fun of the other guy. Like, we had
a great time making fun of him.
He was so, okay, he was strange, and so we made fun of him and his wife. And then there was, like, Tyler, who we were all like, Tyler, we love you. So it's lots of fun to do that with people. I really enjoy, like, live tweeting stuff. And it sucks when I have to work and I can't watch it with Cody because he gets big mouth and he always tells me what happens.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's okay. He tells me what happens on General Hospital while I'm at school because I can't watch until I get home from work at night, after school and after work. And then tonight I can't start. I have to, like, I'll be behind when we watch the CMA thing because I can't start watching until 8 when I get home. So.
Right.
But we'll still have fun, I'm sure. Okay, I'll shut up. I know I talk a lot. I can't help it.
that's fine. You know, wow. 30 minutes flew by, didn't it, Em?
It did, and I just realized I've been sitting here all the time and my office phone has not rang. Like, nobody wants to talk to me tonight, which I'm cool with because I don't really want to talk to them. I'm a telemarketer. My job sucks, everyone. So
wow.
I apologize. Like, if you have an actual area code, there's a chance you're going to get called by me. So just, I'm sorry in advance. Everyone.
You know, I wanted to thank you again for taking the time to come on and put up with our craziness over here.
Well, thank you for having me.
We appreciate it.
Yeah.
It was fun.
And I just wanted to just throw this out there. We will gladly promote you or any of your music on the show anytime, gladly.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Let us know when you have anything going on, and we'll announce it on the show, even though I don't know how many people actually listen to us. That's cool. But I, like, do announcements at the end of every show, and I do, like, a ton of them because I write down everything. So anything you have going on, you can just let us know, and we'll make sure to get it out for you.
Yes,
well, right now the big thing is the current single, which is Free Fall, that you played at the beginning of the show.
Which I just played earlier tonight.
Yeah,
is it on iTunes?
It is. It's on iTunes.
Everybody downloaded it on iTunes.
So that's the big thing now. I'm hopefully going to be promoting that to radio soon. So hopefully more stations will be playing it. I'm not sure.
That would be awesome
exactly
if I heard
how heavily
it
will get promoted. And then I'm in the process of working on an EP right now to go with Free Fall, and the title of the EP will be Free Fall. It's going to be the title track. But I have 4 more songs that I'm recording to go with that one. I've been in the studio pretty much this whole month, so I'm almost done with it. I have another song to record vocally and a couple of touch-ups to do and stuff on some others. But for the most part, the recording part's done, and we're in mixing it now and starting to do mastering. So I'm hoping that by September I'll be able to release the full EP.
That would be a great birthday present for you to buy your favorite co-host because my birthday is in September.
Hey, mine is too.
I forgot. His birthday is like a week before mine. Oh, we'll get
it.
We'll
both ways.
We could buy it for each other.
We could buy it for each other, but then it's like not even worth the effort of giving it to each other, so we could just buy it for ourselves and call it our birthday present.
Right, exactly. Let us know the progress of that, and we'll be glad to share it on on Twitter, Facebook, the show, anything for you, okay?
Sounds great. I definitely will.
Awesome.
Thank you for coming on.
If anyone that's listening wants to keep up with me on Facebook, just look up Brittany Bechston, BrittanyBextoN. I'm on Twitter.
She still uses Facebook, too. Yay.
I do. I have a Facebook page. Actually,
yes, she does.
Though I use Twitter, I use Facebook more. I just talk to people on both. I just think Facebook's easier to carry on longer conversations. So
and you don't
true,
have that.
I agree.
Have that.
That's
140 character limit either on Facebook.
A
so.
Lot of times
exactly.
people on Twitter are like, I'll message you on Facebook. Like, if we have something to talk about, people on Twitter are like, I'll message you on Facebook. And I'm like, okay. Like, that's normally
right.
how it goes because you can't put enough in a Twitter DM. It just doesn't
right.
work.
Yeah, exactly.
It's hard.
Exactly.
So Facebook is a better way to keep in touch with me. Although, if you're on Twitter and Facebook, follow me on both.
Yep.
And you can keep
which
up
I
with
do.
My course schedule and stuff on my website, too, which is BrittanyBextston.com. So.
Yeah. We'll be sure to be looking out for anything you're doing in the future, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you so much for having me, you guys. Have a great night.
Thanks. You too.
Thanks, Brittany. Bye.
Bye.
Well,
I have a brilliant idea. I did, but I have two really brilliant ideas that I just came up with.
What?
Number one, we have a lot of people on this show that live in Nashville, and we live in that, well, I live close to Nashville, you don't, but we all live in the same state, and I only live, like, I have the same area code as them, so I live close. We should, like, just get everyone we know together and just have this big party with all of our Nashville people. So, any past guests or our Twitter followers, anybody we, like, talk to on Twitter. We don't know you don't come because, you know, that's weird. But if you know us and you live in Tennessee, tweet me or tweet at, I know you're probably, they're probably not listening to me, but that's okay. And our Nashville people from, like, our former singer or our former guests who are singers, or if you live in Nashville, let us know and we will try to work something out where we can all get together one night. That would be super fun. That'd be
yep.
amazing. I would love to
Absolutely
do that.
Would.
Also, my second brilliant idea is that we should do a recap show of the CMA Fest thing tonight if you want. That's up to you, though. I don't care.
I don't know. I'll be out of town again this weekend, so I don't know.
Well, do you want to do it tomorrow night? Because I don't have to work tomorrow night. We could do that. It doesn't matter to me. Just let me know. Because I don't
know.
I'll watch it all tonight, so.
I'll let you know later tonight. I'll let you know.
All right, I have to watch it on hospital tonight, so I'm probably going to watch that tomorrow after school because I don't have to work. So if you want to, like, do that, we could since I've missed our show so much and we're finally, like,
yeah,
back.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Okay, cool. Sounds like a plan. Okay, that's all of my brilliant ideas for one night. I'm out.
Any more announcements
of
you got
ideas.
For us?
Announcements? That's a good question. Well, okay, let's think. Friday night, General Hospital recap at 5 o'clock East. I'm 5 o'clock Central. Guys, I'm in a new time zone. And then the 14th, Jen Lilly at 5 o'clock East Central. Central, not Eastern, guys. Don't listen to me.
Central.
5 o'clock
Central.
Central time. And also, if anyone cares, Robin Scorpio returned to General Hospital today. So you guys should all go tweet at Kimberly McCullough and tell her that you love her just because. And I don't know how long she's staying, but she's back.
And
also,
I do have
tweet me. Go ahead.
A pretty big announcement for y'all. The 20th.
Oh, do I know?
Yes, you
I
do.
I don't know, do I? Oh,
hey,
okay,
yes, you
I do.
The 20th. We'll be celebrating our 2-year anniversary on the radio.
Yay! I'm so excited.
I cannot believe it's been 2 years.
Me either. We're going to cry on that show. And we're going to have a
I'm probably going to cry.
We're going to have an awesome show. We're going to have so much fun after we stop crying. We're going to have an awesome party. Also, what I was going to say is...
what I'm planning...
Anyone, if you're... Oh, go ahead.
No.
We're planning a party.
Go ahead, Em, and then I'll...
I was going to say, if any of you guys have a prediction as to who Jason's going to be, because we know, I think Jason comes back tomorrow in General Hospital, tweet it at me, and we can, like, gossip together. Do not tweet me Billy Miller, because that's the most common one, and I would like to hear if you have a different idea. Tweet me. I don't care if your idea is Billy Miller. Just give me some suggestions. Okay, go ahead.
And what I was going to say about the 20th is we're going to play a little bit of a game on the 20th.
Well,
Emma's going to be taking over a studio. And if y'all have ever seen any of those This Is Your Life episodes, that's what's gonna happen on the 20th.
Basically.
A lot of past guests are going to be calling in, and yours truly has to guess just by voice alone who's calling in. Yeah,
see, I have an advantage. I sort of know phone numbers. Like, I don't know them.
That's
going to
be fun. That's going to be fun.
See, I know some of them because some of them don't live in Los Angeles and they have different area codes. Like, I know Cassie's area code stuff, so I can know before you know, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Also, guys,
and plus,
I
you can also
radio.
See who's,
oh,
who's
yeah,
calling
yeah.
in because you'll have a control of the studio, and I won't. So.
That's true. You'll be blind like I normally am. You'll be in the dark. Also, I had one more brilliant idea just now. Okay, remember how we've been trying to find a really good time to play our little How Well Do You Know the Co-Host game? So, on the 20th, in between callers, we can do that, and when people call, we can put them on. That can be our in-between callers thing. So, get your questions ready. Okay, I unfortunately, after we shut up, I have to work, so I'm trying to put it off, but I don't want to work. I'm going to pretend I've been working this whole time. Nobody's here, so they won't know. I get paid for 40 minutes, and I just didn't do anything, and that's awesome.
Exactly. I think I'm going to... I'll let you go and kind of wrap up here, okay?
Okay, I'll text you later.
I'll talk to you later, Em. Bye.
All right, bye.
I hope you guys enjoyed our little sort of crazy show with a singer-songwriter, Brittany Bexton. And you've just I heard all the announcements, so I don't need to go over them again and... And I think with that, I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to A Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.